All right, it is 8:03. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We've got all three of our board members here, as well as myself and Betsy from WBA. Hopefully everyone can see the agenda on your screen. If you can't, let me know. Couple preliminary action items here. Our office has your conflicts disclosures on file, but I always like to check and make sure there are no updates on those. All right. As mentioned, the agenda's on your screen. I'm going to take a look at it for a second here and then approve if it looks okay.
I have a motion to approve
A second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Gets us down to number three, which is public comment. I don't see any public on, but if there is, please speak up. Item four, this is the public hearing on the 2026 budget. This is our final budget. I believe it tracks pretty closely with what CLA put together for the tentative budget. We'll go ahead and open up the public hearing. Again, noting there's no public present, so no comment to receive from the public here. We'll close that public hearing. Gets us down to five, which is action items. I'll jump over to the budget here so we can look at it. So as you can see here, we've got a summary of the budget. We've got this is kind of the combined funds. You may recall seeing this from the tentative budget, but basically broken out with your general fund, debt service fund, capital projects fund there under expenditures that CLA has projected. Your revenues are broken down up here and in terms of developer advances, and then of course the assessment revenue that'll come in eventually. Looks like Shelby's hopping on right now.
Hi, everybody. I am so sorry I'm late. I just missed my reminder, so I really apologize.
It's all right, Shelby. You're just in time. I've been doing my best impersonation of you, so we're on the first page of the budget here.
Thank you. So board, for the budget, the only change that we made from the tentative was in the capital projects fund. So Blair, if you want to go, if we're page two, it's probably page five, I think. One more. So we ended up just shifting more in cost to 2025 to match the original budget. Since that number is still a little bit unknown, my recommendation is we kind of leave it there where it was originally budgeted. And then as the next couple of months progress, if we need to come back and amend, we can always do that. So that was the only change. And then all remaining funds in 2026, we show that those are being spent in that year as well. Any questions or comments on that? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, that was the only change from what we previously reviewed. So happy to go and re-review that stuff, but this was the only update.
Great. Thanks, Shelby. Any other questions from Shelby before we take action on the budget?
No questions here.
All right, great. Then I'd entertain a motion to approve the final budget for 2026.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All right, great. The other action item we've got here is approval of the October 8th meeting minutes. Put those on your screen for you. Just scroll through quickly. If there's something you see that jumps out, please stop me. If there's any corrections or anything needed. We approved January minutes. We did the resolution accepting costs here. That was cost certification number two. And then we did some administrative items, just reminders about the board trainings. So pretty quick meeting, pretty simple agenda last time.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Right. Get us back to our agenda. All right, that gets us down to just these reminders on the administrative non-action items to complete these trustee trainings. I don't recall whose are still outstanding, but there's these two trainings that need to be completed. One's annually and one's a one-time thing. So when you do get around to completing those, please send us the certificates so we can put them in your meeting file. Do note that if you complete them, the certificates need to be downloaded at that time. You can't go back and get them later. So any
So
questions on that or anything else?
is the Open and Public Meeting Act, is that the one that we have to do every year?
Yes, I believe so. The new board member one is the other one. I think that's the one time. I get that right,
I
Betsy, or
gotcha.
may switch those.
Okay.
And I'm just looking at our tracking list. One moment for Sage Creek. So there's I think Pat, we just need your certificate for those, but Tom and Nathan, I did get yours a couple of weeks ago, so you guys are up to date.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Great. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if there's nothing else.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Right. Thank you all. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day.
You.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. You too. Thank you.
Bye.